My name is Bridget Masango. I'm the chairperson of the Social Development Portfolio Committee in the National Assembly. Today was the first day of our oversight visit to the province of KwaZulu-Natal. We met with the South African Social Security Agency for them to present to us the work that they are doing, the infrastructure that is available to them, and also how the province, in terms of SASSA, is structured as to how many offices they have, where they are having 82 local offices in this province. And so with the modernization process that they have embarked on from September 2025, they were telling us in detail that I might not be able to go into now, but they were giving us a detailed presentation of how many people have been trained to use the biometric system and how many people are still being trained and how many beneficiaries they have now in their system since starting to use this biometric system. That we then had to go to another one of the offices in this area, which is Ilem, the district municipality. So we came to the Stenga local office, where we were taken through all the 10 systems that are used to make sure that an application is verified to the last detail, so that a person that makes an application in system one when they do the intake is the same person that gets a letter at the end to say your application has been processed successfully. The members had to field questions, or they had to ask questions to the leadership of the SASSA, Stenga SASSA local office, so that we were clarified as to what happens, how long does it take for an application to be processed, and when, if approved, a beneficiary can expect the money, the grant, to be paid, and why, if they are not approved, they are not approved, and what it is that may be outstanding, and so on and so forth. I believe that this visit to a local SASSA office was very insightful. It also opened our eyes as to a legal and regulatory framework that is enabling the work of government to happen. We are now going to go back so that we can start the second day of our oversight visit, where we will be going to Mandeni, also here in KwaZulu-Natal, which is where we will be meeting with the members of the public that are representing older persons, persons with disabilities, child support grant, and all the other grant types. And also not forgetting the COVID SRD grant. So this day was quite fruitful for us as members of the portfolio committee. It will shape the kind of questions that we ask, because now we've been at where things happen. And so we will be in a better position to also speak to our constituents when they ask questions and when they are querying why things are taking as long as they are taking. Thank you so much.